Hey, everybody, it's the Spy vs. Spy podcast.
Yes.
September 17th of 2007. It's the Big Monday Show, episode 160.
For what? What was the schmear?
I don't know, 163, 164, something. Who's counting?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Who's counting?
The RSS feed.
Wikipedia is counting?
No. No. Yep. No, we should maybe lease that out.
Maybe we should just...
Other sites want to store some information pertinent to their activities.
Oh, we got a weird spike in this shit. Fuck. Man, I hope this doesn't fuck up again.
Maybe you should stop drawing attention to it.
I know, but I'm just warning you. I'm just warning you.
Warning me? I don't care. I can't hear it.
Okay.
I don't listen to the show, so it doesn't affect me at all.
Fair enough.
Yep. But yeah, maybe we should let everyone who's ever been deleted from Wikipedia, you know, deemed not good enough.
Super Shadow.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We should let them move on in.
Mm-hmm. They could start spreading rumors about various things and people.
Like Tom McHenry got the boot, you know. Of course, he's already got an entry there.
He got kicked off of Wikipedia?
Yeah. Actually, the whole grind did.
Oh, I didn't know that. I know that there used to be a grind page with a little chart and everything.
Nope, it's all deemed irrelevant.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, fucking who's to say what's relevant?
Somebody did.
Isn't that kind of the point of Wikipedia? Is that, like, people get to edit whatever? And shouldn't it be constantly growing until it's, like, encompasses everything ever? Shouldn't that be the goal?
Gotta be relevant to society at large or something. I don't know. It's pretty lame. It was a pretty nice, I liked that chart with the little reasons for everyone leaving and everything.
Yeah, I mean, really, why wouldn't you want a thing on the internet, a whole thing, to just, like, look up anything ever and any person ever?
No, they don't want to be that thing because
it's like Google, but useful.
They want to be able to say what's important and what's not.
That's dumb. I don't agree with that one bit.
Yeah. Maybe Paul Gadzikowski tombstone soon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, so what's up with you?
Shit, man.
You ever seen a movie?
Did I ever see one?
Yeah.
Like a whole one?
Yeah, I saw a pretty good one on Saturday I saw it for the second time.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Nope, it was High Heels and Low Lifes.
Oh, what's that?
It's a Mini Driver movie. It's pretty good. It's kind of a comedy, kind of a thriller, kind of a England finding out about a heist and then blackmailing the heisters to fork over some cash.
Did it come with free iPod Mini Drivers?
Chirp a chirp. Yeah, Nano Driver.
That's how she can reinvent herself.
She can name her kid that way.
She can make her mouth 20% bigger.
Yeah, that is Yeah, if there's a big sandwich around her, I'd be careful because it might swing all the way back. You know, when you
flip something up.
Yeah,
like a toothpaste too. Cool.
Yeah. So it was all right. Yeah, I saw
it?
A movie. What did you do?
You liked it?
Any tattoos? No, it was super great. I saw it last weekend, and then I said, "This is just like a Hell Yeah song. I'm gonna make Heather watch this," and then we watched it on Saturday.
Oh, cool.
It was great.
And then it inspired you to make a song.
No, we made a song 2 weeks previous to that. Gonna see what the new title is. We might dig in this time.
You know, I was actually thinking of that myself. I had the hankering to get into making a thing, and I thought, Hey, Songfight's kind of good for that for a couple weeks until he gets sick of it.
Don't give you.
I mean, I know you don't get sick of it. Sorry, what?
Oh, I do. You had a hanker sore.
Yeah. Hanser.
You know, think. there's no current title.
Yeah, actually, I was looking at it, and it was... Right. I guess I was looking at it maybe on Saturday, and the the deadline for thing was Friday or something, and it still wasn't.
Friday,
and
yep. Still.
Those guys need to fucking get their shit together.
Yeah, I know. The gap is really horrible, because that's the worst when you, like... I'm in the mood. I have time. I'm ready to go. Let's. All right. Okay. And then, like, old title, new results, nothing. Just,
and so, you know, when they do finally come out with it, is the deadline still the same?
You know, honestly, I think there's probably only 3 live days a month on Songfight.
Really?
It's like three possible days in a month that you can record a song.
Wow.
Yep. And I think they might be whittling it down from there.
I noticed
that. But we did a song. We did History of American Heart. Just check that out.
I will.
It's got harpsichord in it.
Nice. A real one?
Faux harpsichord.
Harpsichord?
Yeah.
Sing. Shit, what was I going to say?
Something about your creatine addiction.
Creatine?
Yeah, creatine.
Isn't that like horse tranquilizer?
No, it's mass builder, bodybuilding powders.
Oh, no. Creatines are the guys who are making all the gold for us. If you look on Wikipedia.org and you want to find out about WoW Gold, look up username Creatine.
Yep. So, did we get hit again?
Oh, I don't know. I don't look at that shit. Oh. It's not my job.
It's not your job to even look.
Nope. It just makes me embarrassed.
You have a very specific job. Specialized.
Yep.
That's not in my job description.
No.
Man. I kind of feel bad about deleting all that spam now, because it was kind of like, you know, pump the numbers.
Yeah, it was kind of as though someone cared.
Pumping the dumpers. Yep. No, it's sad. I just... Oh, Robert Newsom asked me his stats. He wanted to know what the stats were on the Spitamp.
Oh,
Because he was thinking about doing a new one. And he wanted to know how many people had been listening.
Right.
So I told him. And that was last week.
And he's...
And he hasn't talked to me since. Yep. I don't know. Maybe we need some promotion. Maybe someone should run an ad or something.
That's
start posting on Craigslist.
It's not that kind of show. Dude. It's not that kind of show.
Yeah, it's not the kind of show that we want people to listen to.
No, not at all.
No, we're trying to scare away the last listener. Like we've whittled the audience down so far, but like we can't give up on the people who have stuck with us. But if we can somehow chase them away, then we can be done.
Interesting. It's a reality challenge show where we're trying to get down to the final listener, right?
It's almost like Brewster's Millions.
And then that final guy will be murdered.
No. Whoa, that's not like Brewster's Millions at all. That's like,
no, he will take
that's
over.
Like game.
He'll take over the show. It's America's next top, America's next pop model cast.
Right.
And if you win, you get to take over the show. You get to retire.
Oh man, that sounds good. Let's do that. Let's make that happen.
Is it too early to do Joe of the Day? Because I got a good one.
Yeah, go for it. No, it's never too early for Joe.
Okay,
today.
Well, I was thinking we should do Dr. Mindbender, Master of Mind Control. I know he's not obscure by any means, especially not around here. But I found out something interesting about him today. You might not know about it.
Sprinkle it all over me.
Oh, well, the name Dr. Mindbender may have been a last-minute addition. In G.I. Joe Mythos, he was referred to as Dr. Brainwave. In Marvel Comics, G.I. Joe number 44. And also the Interrogator on the file card of Serpentor. So he could have possibly called Dr. Brainwave or the Interrogator.
Really?
Yeah, and then in France, Dr. Mindbender was released as Dr. Cortex.
Ooh, I like that.
Prefrontal Cortex is his first name. Dr. Mindbender, I think, is a pretty good name. Like,
yes.
I mean, it's a little sci-fi, and it's a little bit, it's G.I. Joe in 1986. It's totally...
Well, look at his suspenders and all that. I mean, it's,
well, yeah,
you know,
he's bare-chested. He's buff, too. He's, like, one of the buffest dudes.
In fact,
monocle.
That's not... That's not even suspenders. If you look at the figure, that's Borat's swimsuit. I mean, that's
over top of his pants.
Yeah.
Purple pants.
Man.
Yeah.
Is he afraid he's just going to launch right out of his pants? Or is that he's going to squeeze right out of them?
I'm not too sure what the deal is with that. But I do appreciate that he was one of the few guys to come with a fabric anything. He had the cape.
Yeah, with the silkscreen Cobra logo, which is...
That's right, which apparently at some point came as an iron-on patch, not screen. But he had that little, like, mind control prod thing that hooked up to his backpack, which was, like, kind of weird and whatever. But he also came with a sweet pistol, so... I always like that. When there's, like, a theme guy... I'm sorry, what?
He was the inspiration for Los Monocles, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so. But when a guy comes with specific equipment that's kind of weird, I appreciated it when they also came with a sweet gun.
Yes.
Like, for instance, who was I thinking of who didn't come with... Oh,
I like every time it came with tubing and you could tie off one of their arms.
That's
and
true.
Make them just
but wetsuit...
You don't have to play with them anymore.
the wetsuit, the scuba, you know, guy,
yeah,
you know, Navy SEAL guy or whatever, he came with like a little fucking kickboard and some flappers and all that, and like a light or something, but he didn't come with any gun, so all that gear, and he came with like a hose, he came with more of that tubing, that nice stuff, but he didn't come with a gun, and you're like, gotta rip off, gotta use someone else's gun with him now. I mean, he's underwater, so it should probably be like a harpoon gun or something. But anyway, Dr. Mindbender. What name? Okay, Dr. Mindbender? Dr. Cortex? Dr. Brainwave or the Interrogator? Do you think they made the right choice? Interrogator sounds more sinister.
Yeah.
It sounds more... That's the most badass of it. Because it doesn't have the word doctor. Doctor... It's a little wacky to have a doctor.
That's pretty
hey, that's not bad. It's Mr. Doctor Interrogator to you. Didn't go to 7 years of Mr. School. But you know what's kind of neat on the file card? It says that he used to be an orthodontist.
So it's Mindbender DDS.
Well, exactly. He's a legitimate doctor. Tinkering with electric brainwave stimulation as a means of relieving dental pain, the good doctor made a tragic mistake of experimenting on himself, underwent a complete personality change, and became hateful, deceitful, and vain. He should be a good guy. But,
he doesn't look dead. Honestly, he does not look vain.
Yeah, well, he's showing off his fucking, ripped body, man.
I suppose.
Not many other dudes.
You know,
that.
Honestly, the bald head and that mustache, that makes me think fat guy.
He could let himself go, and it would totally be within, like, keeping within character and stuff, you know?
Like suspenders, maybe those are like, you know those things Dr. you get those little pads, stick them up your body to, like, make you work out without working out, you
Dr.
know?
Ho
like,
suspenders.
Dr. Ho?
Dr. Ho is a guy who invented Dr. Ho's. it's those fucking electrode workout things that seem really sketchy. Dr. Ho.
I don't know if I believe in those things.
No.
I want to believe. I want to believe in anything that'll work me out.
You believe in Dr. Bros before Dr. Hose?
Totally. Done, bro. Dumb. All right, so we got to get G.I. Joe number 44 up in this mug.
Yeah, definitely. There was a link on yojo.com to that.
That's what I'm saying. We got to get someone send that in. Read it to us. Send us an audio comment reading G.I. Joe number 44. It's written by Larry Ham and Cheese. So. That's good.
Yeah.
It's got Airtight and Bazooka in it.
Mm-hmm. And
the Baroness. Now, the Baroness is supposed to be like, what? Like Eastern European, like some kind of Russian something, right?
She's from Cleveland.
Cleveland. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, is it the Cleveland Barons that used to? No, there's a sports. Oh, forget it.
There was a sports team named the Barons.
I think it was the Cleveland Barons. Used to be a.
Are you thinking of LeBron James?
That's
you guys
the...
pronounce it LeBaron there? Like Chrysler LeBron. oh, no, that's a tie-in, man.
Is it?
Screw his gum promotion. They need to make the Chrysler LeBron.
I think you're right. Does he promote gum?
There was a... It was either Bubble Yum or Hubba Bubba. I hope it was Hubba Bubba.
Now, are those two part of the same thing?
Watermelon flavored.
Are they different brands or... I always thought they were the same brand, but it doesn't make any sense because they're the same thing, right?
I used to fantasize that Bonkers would come out with Bonkers that was Hubba Bubba on the outside and
chocolate
Bubble Yum on the inside.
Pretzel on the inside.
Blah. The gum with the pretzel center.
That's what you do when you want to... When you have a big wad of gum in your mouth and you want to get rid of it, but you can't swallow it, there's nowhere to spit it out, and you feel bad about just chucking it, eat some pretzels or some potato chips, and busts it right up, and it makes it easy to swallow. It's a little tip I came up with when I was about 5.
That's very good. What, were you going to say chocolate?
No.
You going to say chocolate?
No.
No one wants to say chocolate over here.
Well, I'll fucking say it. Let me do it.
Say it.
Chocolate.
Yeah. This is a pretty good episode of the SpongeBob's. Yes, I already said this.
Okay.
But where the SpongeBob's and the Patricks go door-to-door selling chocolate bars, mm-hmm. freaks it out.
Whoa, you, wait,
out.
Hold on.
Did you say chocolate?
Hold on one second.
Chocolate?
You just went all robot-y. You're going to have to repeat that whole story. No. So, hold on. What? They go door-to-door selling chocolate, and a guy says what? What are you doing?
Here we go. I don't know. You got kind of robot-y, too.
You got to finish your chocolate story.
Skype just wants to join in so bad. Oh, and then they said chocolate a bunch of times.
That's it?
No, he was chasing around screaming chocolate. It sounded real hostile. I'm chasing them. They're all scared of him and everything. But then at the end, it turned out that he's just really into chocolate. But now, Spencer and Allison, anytime they hear the word chocolate, they do the little chocolate. Mm-hmm. Chocolate.
Chocolate.
See? That was the pups saying that too.
Chocolate.
That was pups.
The pups?
Yeah.
What's the...
Little hand puppets just with her hands and has a separate voice for her hands and she calls them her pups. It's not puppets.
Oh, well, how do you know what that means?
Pups.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Skype's going to need to get some funding or something, man. Their connection's sounding real crappy.
Dude, yeah, this is
brutal.
Totally...
This is purple?
Okay, this is really bad. Just wait a sec here.
I'm going to have to do the rest of mine over text lines.
Yeah, I think so.
That ring is shrill.
Hey, yeah. So, something's too quiet, you turn it up, it's just noisy.
What's the difference, though? If you turn everything else down and then turn everything up, then
it's
the same thing.
Big difference.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
No, it's the same thing.
No, you need now, dude. I'd rather it all sound crappy than just you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, anything else?
Yeah, well, finally, Destro and Dr. Mindbender are attacked by the Joes. The Baroness swoops in on a fang to rescue them just before the creepers get them.
What the fuck's a creeper?
I don't know. I didn't read backwards. Something bad, I think. Creeper bombs. Airtight's able to figure out a way with the car battery acid to defeat the creeper bombs.
Nice.
And their sleeping spores. What?
Airtight's the man.
Way to go. Airtight, you're a candidate for tomorrow's show of the day.
We should have a show of the day, dude. Greatest hits of each day. Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, we have to do what we're gonna do today.
I got GameCube controller update. Remember how I couldn't get one at Best Buy?
Let her rip.
I went to Toys R Us thinking, oh, they gotta have one at Toys R Us. Nothing. They at least had GameCube games to buy there.
Well, that's cool.
They had one third party wireless controller it was like $40. I'm like, oh, I'm not buying that. Fuck you. Toys R Us doesn't carry the regular GameCube controllers anymore.
Hmm. So, what about just go to
madcats.ca and...
Why aren't you just hitting up the, the eBay?
Well, Yeah, no, I'm probably going to, but...
Which you're going to have to resort to.
Yeah, I kind of don't really like to do that unless I have to. Because with shipping and shit, man, like, often a lot of stuff doesn't end up being that much cheaper, and then you have to wait for it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So.
You think Amazon's got it?
They have one, and it's $40.
What?
I don't understand what's going on anymore, dude.
Can't you hobble something together? You read Make Magazine, don't you?
I don't.
Can't you homebrew a hack to custom Mobitz?
Need some circuit board dough?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Do that.
Maybe I will.
I'd be proud of you if you built your own GameCube controller.
Shit, man. Why stop there? Why not go all out and build my own woman?
Whoa. That's a pretty big leap, though. Do you think?
Maybe.
You know, I don't want to get redundant here. I hate to repeat myself.
Since 2006.
Yeah. I don't like saying the same thing over and over again. Or repeating myself.
No, me neither.
One thing I don't care for. Oh, man, I really like the 2002 Dr. Mindbender.
Oh, shit, I haven't fucking seen it.
It's pretty sweet, man. Nice accessories. Good look. Stuck with the purple. Exposed chest. Big medallion. Total player.
Dr. Mindbender 2002?
Yeah.
Version 3 or version 4?
They're both good.
Oh my god. It's got a sweet smoking jacket on or something.
Yeah.
What is that?
Nice. I know. And one of them comes with the Televipers little fog machine. I never understood what that thing was supposed to be.
Radar gun? Whoa, he's got two fucking six-shooter, like, pirate guns.
Yeah, no, those are nice. That's
awesome.
I think that's what drew me in. Yep.
Interesting how they made his cape plastic with a backpack in it.
Yeah.
I think that's probably smart, because the fabric on the little figures, it just never really worked, you know?
No, you'd need threads so microscopically fine in order for it to be to scale. It just, you know, it doesn't hang right. It just kind of... Yep.
Like Dusty's helmet?
Yeah. Like if you set him in your toy box wrong, and it, like... Suppose you set him down wet, you know?
You'd have a bed helmet.
Yeah, totally. Gets that bed flap, you know, where it's the one corner is just, like, permanently sticking up and everything.
Gotta iron it.
you got no choice but to tie a little accessory hose around his arm and leave him in the corner.
Tourniquet.
Yep. Stick Jabba the Hutt's bong on his head. And,
yep.
You know, here's Hookah thingamajig. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that thing. The Jabba. But, no, we should definitely not start delving into this Star Wars toys.
Jabba?
We milk this show for another season, we start talking about Star Wars toys.
Dude, I think it's time for season 6 already. We're going with the British model of series. Six episodes per series?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Wait 2 years.
I think we should start, it should just be the wedding after wedding, constant guest stars,
We haven't had guest star in a while.
Like theme episodes, you know, where it's like we do one where it's the future and one where it's just like Star Trek and one where it's...
What you're saying is that we're not actually out of ideas?
No, we've got plenty of ideas, but they're all horrible.
This is the best we could do today, sorry.
Horrible ideas.
Yeah.
Version 5 Dr. Mindbender came with tiny test tubes. Tiny black test tubes.
Tiny testes.
Yep. I suppose you could interpret them as test tubes or marital aids. Oh, he wants to bend more than your mind.
Dr. Mind, bend over.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I suppose something.
Time to hit the dusty bipedus.
All right.